Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God.
Good evening, everyone. Hey. Welcome to the apartment place, y'all. I'm excited. I'm excited already. I am extremely blessed to have as our guest on this evening a sister in Christ. I can say a sister in Christ because I know her. To be a sister in Christ. We have grown. We started out on a path many years ago, serving in the same ministry. Amen.
Yes.
And we have listened to the heart of God. We've listened to the voice of God. We have moved according to God's plan for our lives. And for such a time as this, God has brought us back together that on this evening, praise God, we will hear from none other than Pastor Sylvia Cooper, who along with her husband, Apostle Thomas Cooper, are the founders and pastor of New Kingdom of Judah Ministries. Pastor, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here tonight. Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Listeners, I want you to call a friend. Tell them to dial in if they want to be a part of the live. Tell them to use the link if they just want to listen in to hear what it is the Spirit of God is going to release through this servant on tonight. But I know that it will be empowering. And I'm not going to prolong things. Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you so that you're able to flow as the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I am so glad to be here tonight. I'm so honored to be here tonight. And I just bring greetings from my husband, Apostle Thomas Cooper, that he may come in or he may just listen in. But we just thank God for you having us tonight. And as Pastor Valerie invited us, we prayed about it, and I said, yes, I do have a word. And I thank God tonight for him just giving me the release to share the word with you. And it's as I've been dealing with different things in the ministry, and as I went along, God was giving me the delayed promises. He was saying that in this season, there's a lot of delayed promises that he's promised his people, but they have been delayed. Tonight, I want to tell you why they've been delayed, and I want to tell you how we can get those delayed promises released. If you talk to anybody in the body of Christ, they can say, yeah, God promised me, and some of those promises have not manifested. But how many tonight know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent? If he promised you anything, we can just stand on it. We can look for it to come to pass. So as we put the word in the atmosphere tonight, I'm coming from Genesis 17 and 19. If you want to get the word and follow along, that is fine. But what I'm focusing on tonight is that in Genesis 17 and 19, Sarah, it says, Sarah, your wife, shall bear thee a son, indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. I'm going to stop right there, but let me tell you what this means. If anybody's saying, well, woman of God, what does that mean? It means that if God still wants us to have the promise, but some of us were stuck on the facts that are surrounding us. Some of us are so stuck in looking at what it looks like, looking at our bank account, looking at who we think we are and going by what somebody said we were. So we're stuck into some situations. I'm believing that if God is having me share this word, he's telling me it's time that we're coming out of some things. There's going to be a mighty, mighty breakthrough in the body of Christ. And God said that there's going to be a breakthrough. You got to get yourself unstuck out of situations. You got to stop going around this in a circle. You've been around this mountain long enough. So God says, time for us to move forward. It's time for us to push through some things. And most of the time we find God delaying his promises until we are no longer bound and tied to the facts. I'm going to say that again. No more will God is delaying his promises because we're bound to the facts. We're looking at what it looks like. We're looking at the circumstances around the thing instead of saying, God, I trust you, and I know that whatever you're promising me is coming to pass. We're looking at the problem. We're looking, saying, I can't do that because of. We come up with every reason why we can't do what God is calling us to do. Here in this scripture, when God first spoke to Abraham and promised him and Sarah a child, that was 25 years ago. How many, I mean, go back 25 years in your life. I think even right now, me and Sister Valerie, we can go back 25 years. And even yes. then, God was speaking some things in our lives that we didn't understand it, didn't see it then. But some of them have manifested, but still some of them have been delayed. So tonight, if somebody had told Minister Valerie that, hey, 25 years from now, you're going to have 4 books and you're going to travel all over the world and people will know your name, she would have looked like, oh, I don't see that. See, where God speaks to us where we are, most of the time we don't see it then, but we just trust God. Say, God, if you said, I am going to believe that it's coming to pass. But the problem was they allowed the flesh to control the promise of God because they were too busy looking and concentrating and judging things by facts. See, in the natural, if we as people of God, if we continue to look at things in the natural, supernatural things will never happen in our lives. But God is putting us on a different plane tonight. He said, from now on, I want you to speak those things that be not. I want you to be like crazy people of God, by saying, by this time next week, I'm believing that I'm going to be debt free. So that's it. Now somebody saying, you don't know the bills I got. Naturally, but supernaturally, God can come in and he can change your situation. Somebody need to say, by this time next year, the problems that's in my marriage, I'm believing that I'm going to have honey in my marriage, even though right now it's headed to the divorce court. But at one word from God, and that situation can change. Hallelujah. So tonight, we have to stop looking at the natural and believe God for the supernatural. When God led the children out of Egypt, they were led into the wilderness toward the promised land. God is leading somebody tonight. You're going through a wilderness situation in your life because God is trying to get you to your promised land. So it seems like I can testify. It seemed like in the last 6 months, the enemy has turned up the heat and he's thrown everything at us that he could, even in the ministry, even in the families. There's so much happening. But what he was really trying to do is distract us, get us off course, get us distracted, fighting, trying to put out little fires and get us off of our focus, which is on God. But God is saying that in the next 2 weeks, I'm sharing this with you, God is saying, told me, so in the next 2 weeks, woman of God, whatever you're going through, seems like the enemy is really turned up the heat. It's one thing after another, but I'm still trusting God. I'm still pushing forward because God's saying the enemy don't want you to get to your next level. The enemy does not want you to get to the dimension that you'll think of things and it'll come to pass. The enemy don't want you to get to the place, hallelujah, that you will speak a word and he'll perform it. He don't want you to get to the place that when your family members come to you for prayer and you can say, okay, we're going to pray and we're going to bind this thing in the name of Jesus. And I'm believing that those that are in the family that have drug addictions, how many know that we got family members that have been addicted and dealing with things for years, and we prayed for them. We even turned our plate down and fasted for them, but we haven't seen the manifestation. But God says he's putting us in another dimension, delayed promises, but he's put us in another dimension that we'll be able to go to them and say, in the name of Jesus, whatever you're dealing with, I'm commanding you to be released. Hallelujah. I'm I'm commanding the enemy to take his hands off of your life, and your life will never be the same. God is bringing us up. Delayed promises is when we stop looking at the situation and we start pushing forward. And that regardless of the numerous miracles God did to teach the children of Israel, they kept going around in that circle. They kept coming back when the things began to look dark. They kept saying they had to be reminded that the same God that brought them out will continue to bring them out. Tonight, we have to be reminded, hey, if God did it before, he's not only going to do it again, but he's going to surpass everything that he ever did in your life. Delayed promises. I want somebody tonight to say, God, they may be delayed, but they're not denied. You didn't deny us. You promised me that my seed would be blessed. So no matter what my children or my seed are out there doing, I'm still believing you that you're going to bless them. I'm still believing you that when the time is just right for them, that they're going to cry out to you. And I thank God for that tonight. So as the children of Israel, they were at the Red Sea. Somebody tonight need to say, I got a Red Sea experience. It means that I'm here at the Red Sea. I can't go back because they're after me, and in front of me is a sea. But God said that if you trust me, I'm going to divide the Red Sea in your life, and you're going to be able to walk on dry ground. You're going to be able to walk through some things that you thought you would never walk through before, because I promise you that I'm taking you to your promised land. So, and as he divided that sea, he opened the sea. That alone should have been enough to encourage them. But then he gave them manna from heaven. Hallelujah. I want you to know that sometimes we just think when God does something, when God is doing a breaking in our lives and he's opening up some things, we stop right after the first thing God tells us. He parted the Red Sea, but he has so much more for us. God said that if you can get past what you stuck in and you can walk through that where I part the Red Sea, I'm going to get you to your promised land. And when you get to your promised land, people that think they know you, people that say, well, I remember when, and try to bring up your past on you, they will not be able to stop you. They will say, I don't understand. How did they been through the same thing I've been through? We grew up together and did some of the same things, but they got through with their mind intact. They don't look like what they've been through, because God is he's preserving us for such a time as this. Now, as we talk about those delayed promises, I want you to know, somebody is saying, how long do we want God to delay his promises from coming through for us, because we're tied and we're bound to the facts surrounding us rather than the promise of God? So somebody's saying tonight, how long, God? I've been in this thing for a long time. How long? How long am I going to be here? And God is saying, I'm trying to get you to the place that you stop doubting me. I'm trying to get you to the place that you stop looking at the doctor's report, because what it's saying don't add up to the fact that I've already healed your body. I'm trying to get you to the place that no matter what your bank account looks like, you say, well, God, I know what my bank account says, but I know, hallelujah, that if you have made provision for me, I'm not concerned about it. I just heard God say that in the next 7 days, God's going to turn somebody's bank accounts around. I grab a hold of that myself if don't nobody else want it. And I just hear God say, I'm bringing my people out. Hallelujah. And God doesn't want us to dismiss or ignore the facts. The facts are the facts, but we never allow the facts to take away the promises of God, or we never allow the facts to take away the ability to God to break through those facts and deliver the promise. So tonight I said, God, I know what it looks like, but I am believing you to break through the facts. I'm believing you to bring me out. Hallelujah. And when you bring me out, the facts won't matter because I will have achieved the promise. Delayed promises, because God is far greater than the obvious facts, because God is far greater than specific things in our lives. In each one of the Gospels, we find the account of Jesus feeding the multitudes. Here was the facts of that day. Over 5,000 men, plus women and children. I would say maybe 20,000 people was there. Amen. But the fact was, the boy only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus fed them all, and then they gathered up 12 baskets of leftover. Hallelujah. Tonight, I don't care. We're looking at the facts of what we got. But when we give it to God and he blesses and he multiplies, we're going to have our abundance. We're going to have more than enough. So tonight, as we're looking at this thing, and I started in Sarah, and what God is saying to Abraham, I'm going to make Sarah great. What God said to Minister Valerie, even from her mother's womb, I hear him saying, I'm going to make her great. If she, and right now, she's in a great place, but God said, I got greater for her. So when God tells you he's going to make you great, hallelujah. And then when he told Abraham that, Abraham laughed at the thought of a 90-year-old Sarah expecting a child, and then Sarah joined in the laugh. I told them in church this morning, I said, we gotta laugh again. We gotta hear what God is saying in our lives to the point that it makes us laugh. And so, why, woman of God, why am I laughing? You laughing because you know God is only the one that can do what he's saying in my life. And that's what Abraham was saying. Man, I can hear Abraham saying, my God, it's going to take God to bring it to pass. And it said in the word that Abraham laughed to the point that he fell to the ground, rolling on the ground. Have you ever laughed so hard that you fall out laughing? And that's why God said, I'm going to speak something in somebody's life tonight that you're going to fall out laughing like, I don't see that coming. But God said, I'm God. I can speak what I want to speak. So one of the reasons we do not see God more in our lives is that, like I said, we're bound to the facts. We can ignore the facts, but we cannot be bound and locked and can't move past what it looks like. Then you're locked in the natural realm. Somebody need to say, God, I need to get out of this natural realm. I need to see the supernatural in my life. I need you to move me past this natural. And God said that when we can get out of the natural and move in the supernatural, somebody that's been seeking employment, some doors going to be able begin to open in your life because you got past what your qualification was. You got past what they told you that you weren't qualified for. And God is saying that I'm going to open some doors and I'm going to qualify you as you go. So as we talked about this delayed promises tonight, our faith can move us from the natural realm to the supernatural. God is putting some of us in some situations because he wants us to build up our faith in him. Sometimes I tell you, when I exercise in certain areas of my body that I want to build up, I have to exercise them. Tonight, we got to exercise our faith. God is saying, I need for you to build up your faith to the point that you'll begin to really speak those things that be not. You'll begin to walk like Peter. When he called Peter to walk, he was walking on the water. When God calls you to do something, you'll be walking on the impossible. The word of God tells us in Hebrews 11, faith is, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So how many tonight is pleasing God? I tell you, I want to please him. And every now and then when I get in Sylvia, when I begin to look at what it looks like, and God says, okay, Sylvia, Okay, enough is enough. Hallelujah. I need for you to shake yourself. I need for you to build your faith up. I need you to get up out of that pity party. How many know sometimes we get in a pity party when things don't work the way we think they should work, when we done stepped out and heard the word of God and stepped out and did what we know God told us to do. And then halfway, sometimes we get middle way of what God told us to do and the money run out. Get halfway there, and people that said that, hey, I'm with you, and they turn around and go the other way. And so we're in the midst of doing what God told us to do, and we're discouraged because people that told us they would be with us have left us, and the funds are low. And we said, God, I know you told me, and that's what God's saying tonight. In the midst of what I told you to do, if it don't look like I'm coming through, you got to trust me, because I told you that I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. And the church needs to see that the Lord wants to give us an abundant life right in the midst of our barrenness. Sarah was barren, but God wanted to give her the abundant life. And you may be barren in some areas of your life. You may be lacking, but God wants to give you the abundant life. And that's why tonight God said, I want you to speak a word into somebody's life that they will get unstuck. They will get so excited about what God is saying that they won't let the naysayer stop them. They won't say, well, we tried this before and it haven't worked. Well, I ain't never seen nobody do it this way. We ain't never done it this way. You go to the bankers and they say, well, normally we don't do it this way. When people start telling you, normally we don't do it this way, no, God is moving on your behalf, because he's going to go past the normal and he just going to bless you like that. So what I'm seeking, and God is asking each of us tonight, is the same thing he asked Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 18 and 14. Is there anything too hard for God? I came tonight to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Each one of us at some time or another are getting the face facts that makes it look like God is crazy and with his what he promised to us. It's going to make it appear that God doesn't know what he's doing. But the facts are too crazy for me ever to think this thing would ever be any different. Now watch this. In Genesis 21 and 1, now the Lord visited Sarah, and he said, as the Lord did with Sarah, and as he has spoken, for Sarah conceived, hallelujah, somebody's conceiving right now, somebody's birthing some things right now, and bore Abraham a son in his old age, and at the set time, somebody needs to say set time, God is saying this is the set time, that God's got a set time of which God has spoken to him. We've been looking at doubt, and we've been looking at unbelief. We've been looking at human attempts that did not work. Then the Lord had to do things to stir our faith up so that he could move in our lives. So tonight, as we study and as we talked about that delayed faith, I'm excited about what God is going to do. I keep saying in the next 6 months, because that's what I hear God saying, in the next 6 months. So I'm saying, if I had to make a prophecy that by December, by the end of the year, God is going to change some situations for the body of Christ. And I'm just excited about what he's doing. And you said, well, woman of God, how do you know that? Because I know that the heat has been turned up on some areas. And God said, if we don't doubt, if we don't get discouraged, he's going to bring us out. We've already got the victory. We just got to keep getting up every morning, even when you don't feel like it. And I've had some days in my life that, and even in the last month, that I said, God, I got to get up today. I got to fight. I'm tired of fighting, God. God said, if you get up, all you got to do, Sylvia, if you show up, to the battle. I'm going to fight it. I just need for you to get up and show up. So I get up, and some days when I work in real estate and I go into the office and million dollar salespeople and people where I'm dealing with millionaires, and I said, God, I'm going in there, and I got to fight those battles because, you know, they think that they got it all together, and I'm just trying to make it. God said, you show up. But what he told me, people of God, he said, you put on your best suit. You get your hair done. You get your nails done. And you go in there and you act like you one of those millionaire salespeople because that's where I'm taking you. God will have you going to place. And you say, God, why I'm there? I don't fit in. I don't have the qualifications. Don't have the goods. God said, I gave you the goods. Then you show up. I'm speaking to somebody tonight that's saying, I don't know why God taking sending me these places. I don't fit in. God said, you don't worry about fitting in. You just show up because I'm going to give you the goods. So as we talked about tonight, delayed promises of God, I thank God that in Romans 4:16, it says, therefore, it is a faith that it might be of grace to the end that promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. He principles of good making and promise doesn't just apply to Abraham. See, that's what's so good about it. Whatever God promised Abraham, y'all, we got those same promises. Abraham and Sarah, he says, it applies to all of my children. And somebody tonight said, well, I can see God doing it for somebody else, but I just he'll do it for little old me. First of all, it ain't little old you. You need to start saying, yes, God will do it for great me. God will do it for me because he's called me to greatness. God is calling us to where people are going to begin to say, well, they arrogant. They always speaking that this. And no, God said, I'm calling you to speak yourself out of some situation. When they come in and they begin to, when you're on your job and they say, there's going to be a layoff, you can say, well, hey, I'm not concerned about getting laid off, because if anybody stays, I'm going to stay. And if I don't stay, that means God got something better for me. We got to start putting ourselves out there to where people were saying, who do they think that we are? We have to know who we are. And I thank God tonight that if we are believers in Christ Jesus, Abraham is our father. So the principle applies to us tonight. What is the principle, woman of God, that should apply to my life? That principle is that God can make something out of your nothing. Hallelujah. And that tonight, if somebody is saying, well, I'm just down to nothing, I'm about running out of some things, I'm about coming to the end of some things, and if God don't come through, I learned a long, long time ago that when I'm down to nothing, God is up to something. So in the midst of when things begin to look bad, hallelujah, I tell my people that I go and I take me a praise break. Hallelujah. When I'm going through it and I don't know how God's going to bring me out, if I'm at my workplace, I go in the bathroom and I take a praise break and I just dance. Hallelujah. And I just praise God and I come out of there ready for any battle. Somebody tonight, you need to take a praise break. You just one praise away from a breakthrough. When you just begin to say, God, I know what it looks like, but I trust you. God, I know what the outcome looks like it's going to be, but I trust you. And God said that when you trust me, you will never be ashamed. So I thank God tonight that as he is making something out of nothing, that means that although it's not existed, he said that you may have a sick and diseased body with all kinds of medical records to support the facts. But the promise is that I've already healed you. By my stripes, you are healed. So I thank God for that tonight. And it says you may have financial crisis, laid off or underemployed, but there is no lack in God. So I just thank God tonight, people of God, for what he's doing in this season. And Abraham said, who against hope believed in hope. So what that means to me is Abraham was saying, I didn't have anything to hope for, but I kept on believing in hope. And the spiritual hope, not natural hope, but we need to believe in the spiritual hope of God, that you see no hope and no light at the end of the tunnel. There's somebody say, there are no pot of gold at the end of my rainbow. But Abraham hoped against hope. That means that Abraham believed that Sarah may be barren, but I am believing God, hallelujah, for the birthing of that son that God has promised me. So tonight, as we let somebody know that even though your promises are delayed, God is saying, I'm still not a man that I should lie. If I promised it to you, I am going to bring it to pass. So stop looking at your problems and just believe God for the promise. And even tonight, as I speak over the line, I thank God for everyone that was blessed by the word. And I grabbed a hold, as God gives prophecies, I grab a hold of those for myself. And I just believe God that he is going to bring everything that he promised to pass. And I was in a service on Friday night, and then I just turned it back over to Sister Valerie. But I was in a service Friday night, and the word of God that came forth, that God said that he was going to restore everything that his people had lost. So you need to, if you got to get a notebook and write down everything that you've lost in the last 6 months, in the last year. God, I lost this, they took that, they did that. Just write it down, because the word of God says, I am going to restore everything that you have lost. And my God, the way my God does it, if he restores, he's going to give you more than you lost. Amen. And Father, as we turn this back over to Sister Val, I thank you tonight that she thought it not robbery for bringing the woman of God to share with the people of God. I thank you for building her up. Father, whatever she's poured out by blessing and giving to people, you give it back. Father, I pray for those that are listening on this line for every delayed promise. Father, I thank you for those promises coming to pass. I thank you right now that you even said that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what you have in store for your people. So we're thanking you and we're praising you in advance for the promises coming to pass. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Ooh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father,
hallelujah.
We thank you.
Every word uttered, I grab a hold of it. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Whew,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
What a rich word.
Thank
because,
you
know, as you were sharing, Pastor Sylvia, about the delays, sometimes God can't release it because we're not ready. Sometimes we think we're ready.
Mm.
He'd be like, you ain't ready. So I got to delay
That's
it.
Right.
I got to give you time to get yourself in alignment with purpose and make you understand that there's some things that I need from you. Because I can't,
yes.
You can't always give it to us because we think we want it, we think we're ready, but we still got some issues and we still got some unforgiveness and we still got some art and we still got some things going on in our lives that we have not surrendered to him. And so until we surrender those things to him and we are aligning ourselves according to his will, plan, and purpose for us, those things are going to be delayed. But God, I thank you. And he said
thank
he's going to be true to his word.
Yes.
He'll be true to his word. He wants to release everything. He wants to release it.
Mm.
But he said, I got to wait for you. I got to wait for you. For this one, I got to wait for you. And he said,
yes,
I want to restore to you what you've lost. I'm telling you, you better take heed to the word that the woman of God has spoken. Take time and write it down. And please understand that when he restores it, don't expect it to look like what you lost.
Jesus.
Don't expect it to look like what you lost. But just know that he's going to restore it.
Yes, yes. I receive that.
God,
that's wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. We have several
Jesus.
Callers on the line. If someone wants to give a brief comment or you have a question, please press 1. I can bring you live. Praise God. My husband, Apostle Benny's on the line. God bless you, baby. Thanks for being with us.
Amen.
Wow. Powerful word. Jesus. Powerful word. Powerful, powerful word, Pastor Sylvia. Thank you so much for what you poured out. And we know already that God is going to restore for what you poured out to his people on tonight. He is going to restore you for the greater work that's ahead. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you would, Pastor Sylvia, just to give the listening audience contact information about you and about the ministry that you and Apostle Thomas have. Amen.
Yes, yes. We are located at 4361 Lee Street in Aiden, North Carolina. And we have services each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And we have Bible study Wednesday nights at 7. If you want to just call for prayer, we welcome that because we are a deliverance ministry and we do pray for those that need prayer. Call us at 252-643-2529, and we would be glad to pray with you. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, again, we bless God for you, Pastor Sylvia, for all of our listening audience, for those who called in and those who are on the web. We thank God for each and every one of you. Wow. We invite you to join us again next week for another word of empowerment. I think that either myself or Pastor Benny will be releasing on next week, but we invite you to join us. I said that, and I just told the story. Actually, it'll be Pastor Maxine releasing to us next week. Amen, amen, amen. Bless God.
Amen.
From Restoration Temple of God out of Petersburg, she will be our guest on next week. So we invite you to join us again on next Sunday for another word of empowerment. For those who need prayer, along with the prayers prayed by Pastor Sylvia, we have intercessory prayer each Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 a.m. If you have prayer requests, you can send those to me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or The Empowerment Place, LLC, and we will intercede on your behalf. We just thank you all so much for being a part of a listening audience on tonight. As always, our motto with The Empowerment Place is what you've been empowered. Please, my brothers and my sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else as we recognize that we are the key to our own empowerment. We love you. Again, Pastor Sylvia, thank you so much. If there's ever anything that we, The Empowerment Place, can do for you all, please don't hesitate to let us know. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen.
I really was blessed tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Listen, audience,
Amen.
We love you, but know that God loves you most. Until next week, we say have a great night and be empowered. Good night, all.
Good night.